Bills GM Brandon Bean was a guest on the Jerry and Joe show.
Jerry and Joe.
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 You're listening to
Jerry and Joe on WGRN Buffalo.
Hey, everybody. We're live at St. John Fisher. Jeremy and Joe.
What's up?
Famously dubbed.
No, Jerry and Joe today.
Jerry and Joe. It's a Jerry and Joe day. You can come hang out with us. We are, you know, it's not brisk. I don't want to say brisk. It's whatever.
It's nice. Or just it's nice.
It feels like there's a marine layer. If I could say that.
A marine layer.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like fog. You know, when you live near the coast, there's a wetness to it.
Sure.
Anyway, we are live at St. John Fisher.
Hazy.
And hey, sure. Yeah.
But that's because of the smoke.
That might be right, too. It's going to be in the 80s here in Rochester today for the Bills at training camp and pretty much forever. If you're looking like 10-day forecasts, that's what you get. So we're here hanging out. You can catch us on the YouTube stream. You can like and subscribe there and anything you need here. You know, we're good for you. Coming up on the show today, Bills general manager Brandon Bean at 7:30. Sal at 8. That is the list of guests today, and we'll have plenty to get to. There's, of course, injury news for the Buffalo Bills. Lots going on from the Battle of the Blue and Red. There's a preseason game on the way this week. They'll play the Chicago Bears and the entire NFL. They'll play the Giants, and the Bears are the following week. The entire NFL preseason ramps up Thursday. I know we had the Hall of Fame game, but now we're going to get to the rest of the teams playing in the preseason. That starts Thursday. And we, of course, have a James Cook story to monitor as well. So, here we go. The hold-in begins. The Bills listing yesterday a number of players missing from practice. It was long. The list was long last week. And after the Blue and Red, it seems like it got a lot longer. And significant players as well. The Bills are down a lot of receivers. They're down Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, high ankle sprain, which nobody likes to hear those three words together.
Nope.
So it's interesting, how the Cook thing came about. All these injured players, and then they get out to the field, and it's, you know, James Cook's in street clothes too.
Right.
And he's walking around with the head trainer. All right, I wonder what's going on there. Elena Getzenberg, ESPN, asks, hey, no practice?
Right.
And his response was, business.
Right.
So the hold-in begins.
Yep. Assuming there's no wiggle room on, it's definitely a hold-in, right? It's definitely a hold-in. Business couldn't be. I think would we have known or learned that this was true since that, hey, what if business just means the guy's in the final year of his contract, and if he's got anything that he's dealing with, he would, I don't know, say that is business?
Right.
Treat that as business? I tend to think that that's probably not the case, but I guess we could find out for sure from Brandon Bean a little bit later on this morning, so we won't have to wait too long for that. But I've left a little bit of room for business to him means I'm staying healthy.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be that they're –
because how weird would it be to hold in the middle of training camp? How often do you see that as opposed to – you're either not there at the beginning of camp or your hold-in starts. Whoever practices in full and is there to show up at the start of everything, mini camp and training camp, and then just randomly, you know, August hits and in the middle of camp, that's when the decision – I mean, unless there was like some breakdown and contract talks, I guess that could explain it. Because otherwise, it's strange. It's not how – it's just not what you typically see from these other situations around the league.
Yeah, it's not guys don't get to camp, practice, and then go away. The Bills have no yesterday at least had no comment on it. You know, we didn't find out until after practice. McDermott could have gotten out ahead of it if he knew.
Yeah,
you know, does practice start and he gets out there and sees what's going on with what James not wearing pads, not wearing a jersey. What's this about? So I don't know. Is it weird that I had the optimist's take right away, which was maybe they're really close, and he saw a bunch of guys get hurt in the last 7 days and thought, all right, now that we're right at the doorstep, I'm going to just wait until this thing is done. And trying to think of examples of that in other situations where, oh, yeah, yeah, we're close. I'm just going to make sure I'm not going to go out there and, you know, get a high ankle sprain right before I sign on the dotted line for $30 million guaranteed, blah, uh-huh. blah, 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 blah. That's what I would do, right? I mean, maybe you would not be afraid of injury, but if I was getting closer and closer and closer,
right,
it would be now I have to be more and more and more careful. I'm thinking about a story way back when, I forget which, is Dan, who's the pitcher who tore it, who got Tommy John right after turning down a contract. Dan somebody. It's in Jeff Passan's book,
Ooh,
The Arm.
I don't remember.
Dan played for the Diamondbacks. Dan Heron? Does that sound right? Dan Heron?
Okay.
I don't know. It could be wrong.
Tommy John, though, is very different than, like, high ankle sprain, right? Like,
sure,
it would have
sure.
to be a devastating injury, I would think, to get a contract that was on the table basically thrown out.
Right, right.
Like, does a three-year deal that pays him $12.5 million a year go away if he gets a high ankle sprain tomorrow?
No, but the high ankle sprain is, you know, like Hairston dodging a bullet.
Right.
Right. With Hairston, we were afraid it was going to be some sort of season-ending ACL. Turns out, oh, it's only LCL. So the Bills have a lot of injuries, and so far they've only had scares. With Cook, again, it's just speculation that could you be closer? And
right.
there is a report, Tom Pelissero laid that out, that the two sides have been in constant contact and the feeling is not that far apart.
Right. Well, that was the feeling.
Sure. If you're not that far apart, is there one last ditch effort from either side to pull something back? Or I don't know. It's tough to know exactly the inner workings of it. I don't want to profess to know any more than I do because I don't. But I feel like the big story is James Cook not practicing, he's holding in.
Yes. Yeah.
Not that far behind is Tom Pelissero saying they're not far apart.
Right.
Because if they're not far apart, doesn't everybody have to, you have to kind of recalibrate your expectation out of this. You might have thought, what's James Cook doing? He's an idiot. He's not going to get anywhere on the Bills. But if they're not that far apart, we don't know what number he's come down to. We don't know what the number of the Bills are offering is. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's a deal that's going to find its way to getting done.
Maybe. I mean, it would imply something that I have not assumed, which is that there is an active negotiation going on, wouldn't it? That because I have wondered all along if the Bills have wanted to pay him at all. Like, give a look of, hey, we love you, we want to keep you around, and we're willing to offer you this and this, which are almost offers that make it look like you value him on the long term when in reality your goal is just to get him to play on the final year of the contract. But if you're not close, or if you are close, then that's not what that sounds like. That sounds like you have been in an active negotiation for months.
Which is kind of what Bean sounded like last time he talked.
Right.
He was talking about how if it's not him, it's someone else in the front office. He kind of painted a picture of constant contact.
Right.
And I feel like if you're far apart, you wouldn't have constant contact. So, all right.
Right.
Now you're constantly in contact. Now I've got Tom Pelissero reporting that the two sides are not far apart. So, okay. That to me is, again, not the bigger story. Pelissero's report there, I hadn't heard it until I heard Joe Marino reference it. And then we went looking for it, and there, you know, we found it. It wasn't a tweet. It was just something he said
right.
when updating that Cook was, in fact, not practicing. So, you know, like, I am.
It really could be either. Wouldn't most take away, though, that if you are not there, something negative has happened? That you either, you're not believing that the deal is going to get done, or maybe you were close and then something fell apart at the last second? Because that could happen, too. I mean, how often does a hold-in like this mean something positive? I'm not saying it can't be the case, but it would almost imply that maybe they were on the doorstep. I heard, was it Pelissero that said it was fourth and goal at
yeah.
the one?
Yeah.
I mean, one thing about fourth and goal at the one is if you don't get it, turnover. So did he think, all right, here we go, we're about to finalize on this deal, and then something got in the way of that? Like, because that, I feel like something, if you are close, something's got to spark you deciding I'm not practicing, if that right. indeed is what this is. So maybe that could be recovered, because really, that could even be a bad thing. I don't know how the Bills would take that. The Bills have never had that happen to them, have they?
No.
A player deciding, I'm sitting out of practice in training camp because of a contract situation. That has never happened to this regime for the Bills. I don't know how they're going to take that. Maybe they were fourth and goal at the one, and then Cook deciding, I'm not going to practice. Maybe that backs them up to the seven, because they don't like that way of business. So I think it does still kind of leave a lot of this in ambiguity, but I can't. It would be hard for me to believe that him deciding I'm not practicing is a good thing, even if the idea from Pelissero that they were close in the first place is a positive sign. So that's kind of where, like, oh, they were closer than I thought. I might end up back where I was in the first place, which is, okay, I didn't really think they were ever going to be that close. Oh, they were that close. Oh, but now he's not practicing. Oh, I guess I went forward and then right back to maybe where I was in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're not that far apart, again, no one would think that the Bills have come up close to 15, right? This isn't 13 right. versus 15. I don't think it's that. Could it be 11 versus 13? Could it be – I mean, if you're Cook, you're making 5.2 this year, and if your next contract doubles your pay and gets you good guarantees and you're off by 1.5, like maybe the Bills will – that's the other thing about this. Sorry, I'm distracted now here by this one thought, which is what is the Bills' move to lean on him? There isn't one.
Right.
He leans on them by sitting out. All right, doesn't have to work.
Right.
What's their move? Here's our offer. Oh, you know what? They could say, we're going to pull this offer by the end of the week. That's the kind of thing you could do in a contract. Say, like, listen, here's the latest offer. If you don't accept it by Friday, it's off the table.
Yeah.
Then what? They take it off the table, and he says, all right, I'm holding in.
That could be the case. That could be the case. That's an ultimatum.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if they typically like to do ultimatums.
Well,
I have no idea.
Deadlines make decisions, right? Deadlines mean you're going to make someone make a decision. So outside of pulling an offer, what do the Bills have that they could lean on Cook for? So it's all very interesting. And is it a big distraction? Sure, I guess. The Bills are missing half their team with knee injuries. Like,
yeah, who's Josh? He doesn't have his running back right now. He doesn't have, like, five of his receivers.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkerson is getting snaps with Josh.
That's our guy, Christian Wilkerson. So
that's where they're at.
Yep.
It's getting thin.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Give us a ring. Quick point on this, though. DJ in Virginia writes in on the chat, first episode of Hard Knocks should be exciting now. This is not the first episode.
I was going to say, this ain't
this happened yesterday, and the first episode airs tomorrow. So this is not on it. There might be some background about how he is here for his contract, and we will know. Well, then the next episode might be more interesting. But, you know, the one that comes out tomorrow is going to be start of camp.
Yeah.
And what? Injuries. It's going to be KJ Hamler is mic'd up. You know.
I think so, right? They have a quick turnaround on those things, but I don't think 2 days of a turnaround. I don't believe. But episode 2, you only got to wait one more week.
That's right.
Man, appointment television. This is going to be weird for me. A show that's on at a certain time, and you've got to watch it right then and there. Game of Thrones, maybe, is the last show that I watched that was like that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Appointment television. Here we go.
Because Hard Knocks before, I would just watch after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever watched the Giants one or the Bears one, this feels like 9 o'clock Tuesday. Got to get to it.
Excited.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We've kind of run through some of the potential Cook news and what it could ultimately mean.
It's still, though, he's not there at practice yesterday. Is there anybody that believes he would miss regular season games, though? Anybody? Because I would be floored if he missed regular season time. Like, yesterday, of the things that we learned and what happened, I would have more doubt about Khalil Shakir playing week one than I would have about James Cook playing week one. Not playing week one, I should say. And I think Shakir, 4 to 5 weeks, he played through this injury last year. I would believe he's back by week one, too. I have no belief that Cook would miss would miss games for this.
No, I don't think so either. And does Cook know that? The Bills know that?
Which is kind of what it gets to. What it's interesting what the point of deciding now to hold in would really be.
Well, it's for us. It's to let everybody know.
Yeah.
The only reason he would do it would be for us. If these were closed practices, and I guess he could sit out a closed practice, but still, the whole charade or the whole thing is about it's for us.
Right.
I want everybody to know business. We're still in a business negotiation. Yeah, I showed up. I did my part. I've worked out. I've practiced. And I want everyone to remember business.
That I'm still looking for the deal.
Does he come in today in pads? Or whatever, if they're wearing pads.
Well, he said yesterday that business would be today, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Well.
He got asked, will you practice tomorrow? And he said the same thing.
Is his business to now play every other practice? I mean, like.
But at that point, like, what are we doing? We play games at that point?
Well.
Like that's more playing games to play games than you just decide, all right, something happened contract-wise, I'm just not here. Like, that's not as much playing games. That's just, this is my decision. I'm trying to get this money. I'm trying to get this deal. I don't think it's happening the way that this is trending. So, all right, I'll be on the sidelines. You let me know when you want to talk. Doing a, well, I'm not going to practice Tuesday and Thursday, and just, I think that would get really weird if he were to do something like that. But we already kind of are in a place where it's a little weird.
Yeah, a little bit. 803-0550, our phone number. 1-888-550-2550.
Should put a bet up. Does he demand a trade at any point? Because that ends up being what happens to these guys that want contracts.
That's a move.
Isn't that the next negotiating tactic?
Probably.
I don't know what else next would be.
It is.
If he's that desperate for a deal and wants it that badly and the hold-in doesn't work, then take it from who's done it? Miles Garrett's done it. Trey Hendrickson's done it. Micah Parsons has now done it.
We talked a lot about
Terry
Parsons.
Terry McLaurin has done it.
Friday we talked about Parsons, and pretty much as soon as we were off the air, he demands a trade.
Yeah,
so
right. And a long letter against the team, which is kind of like what Miles Garrett did.
Yep.
None of those guys got traded, by the way. So, you know, again, it can be more of a negotiating tactic, but I wonder if we'll get to that point where we get a report from like someone that James Cook has expressed interest in wanting a deal, and it's not him really wanting a trade; it's just him doing the next step of the. The contract negotiation.
Yeah. Who knows? Hey, I guess
the last time a Bill demanded a trade? The last time a Bill demanded a trade was when?
That's a great question.
Did Bird do it? Jarris Bird? Or was that just a franchise tag?
That was a franchise tag.
There was no trade demand?
I mean, Jabari Greer, did he got – no, I – the last Bill to demand a trade, Jason Peters, I guess.
That is a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
That could be right.
And that wasn't even really public so much as I don't know if it was public or not. Last Bills player to demand a trade. I don't know that.
Like Lynch got traded, Marshawn Lynch, but he didn't demand a trade, did he?
No,
he just got traded because they had Fred and CJ.
Yeah, that one I think the Bills were the movers on that.
Yeah.
Diggs is the answer. I don't know that that's so much true as if it was the other way around. Like they,
yeah, and that and maybe there was a little of both. But
little of both.
But even that's not. Even if that is true, like, give me like a Schefter report, at least.
Right.
Like there was no public trade demand from Diggs ever. So you could believe one way or another if he actually did. But like these guys, Garrett and Parsons and McLaurin, like this is out there. Mm-hmm. I'm telling the world that I want to be traded. And I can't remember the last time that happened with a Bill. Quentin Spain? Is that a name? Yeah. It's like such a name. It was he was a starting guard for the Bills.
He got cut?
He got cut, but didn't he? Maybe not. Maybe I'm misremembering. Again, maybe there's not a good answer to this. Maybe it's been a really, really long time.
803-0550, your phone number. Let's get a call in here. Steven in Williamsville has decided to jump on early. And, hold on a second. We're working on it here.
Josh might have
to punch up Steven for us.
That's why.
We're all over the place.
I'm still here.
Go ahead.
I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Sweet.
All right. So I have an idea, and I was talking about this with my buddy. Also, love you guys. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
So I have a series that Hard Knocks coming in here. they're looking for like an angle, right? Every time they're trying to promote something, got something going on, you know, selling something. I personally think that James Cook is playing it, and this is just my personal conspiracy, but he's playing it where Hard Knocks episode coming on Tuesday. Now he's holding out. Now Hard Knocks has an angle being like, oh, there's drama. There's something going on. They're going to be covering this type of stuff. Because
like the,
let's be the, honest, the Bills,
like the agent would have said, like, here's our chance to strike for the attention.
I think so. I think it was a perfect storm for him, right? Like, he's going to get the national coverage. Millions of people tune into this type of stuff. He played the long game, waited right before the first episode, because Tuesday, right? Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
This week, yeah. So maybe there was some behind-the-scenes things that he kept that maybe they got, I don't know. And then he came out publicly and then obviously held out himself on practice. But that's the angle for Hard Knocks, because let's be honest, like, the Bills are a very tight ship. You know, they're very close knit. They're very family oriented. What was the angle before that? Like, talking about the secondary battle, like, that doesn't draw views. Now there's this selling point on this entire thing where people are like, can we tune in and see if we can get an insight on this Cook contract issue? So I think the timing is it's too perfect when I look at it from a production angle.
Sure. Well, thanks, Stephen, for this. Conspiracy theory. You know, we'll take it. Do you want to just like get attention? Hard Knocks. How many years has it been on? 20?
20, at least.
How many holdouts have there been public on Hard Knocks? I don't know. I haven't watched it every year. Revis. Who's on Hard Knocks last year?
The Bears.
Okay, and
don't remember anybody holding out.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't remember
I
many.
I don't know that they're. Listen, for the first time, Hard Knocks got itself a playoff team, a good team, and I don't think that they're out here desperately seeking controversy. They're not mad about it. They're going to tell the story of camp, and if camp is an injury, or if the story is injuries, or if it's this, to me, all of this is interesting, but I'm going to go just short of saying, isn't it more interesting that Pelissero said they're not far apart? If there'd been no report of Pelissero saying that, and it's just the same, and Cook sits one day, then you could sit here and tell me, listen, they've told him, buzz off, we're not paying you. Instead, I've got the context of not that far apart. Now, it's possible that, you know, again, when we're talking about these negotiations and all this, and teams love to say they don't negotiate the media, and then it happens. Who tells Pelissero they're not that far apart? One side could say it. Yeah. And when you say it, it makes someone like me think, well, then let's get it done. So do the Bills tell him we're not that far apart? And James Cook thinks, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. So
right. Do they disagree on what far apart is?
Right, right.
In the first place?
Right. In this whole conversation, it's been his one tweet about $15 million. I feel like that got so much attention that people needed to kind of get off of that. Like, that's not a hard, you know, if I don't get 15, I'm sitting out the season. When he was asked about it, he kind of even said, I don't know why I wrote that or tweeted that. So would he take 12 and would they offer 10? Is that not that far apart? So the conspiracy, like, I get it. And the attention, the agent, you know, they want to, of course, make it clear what's going on. But to me, that part of it is a really big deal. 803-0550, coverage from training camp here at St. John Fisher University, brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.